Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions.
18 plus. Yep. That's what we say when you see your boy. You know, you see your homie. Yep. That's what you say, you see him from a mile away. You know what I mean? Because right about now, when we all get together, you know, hold on, let me get some water. You know, it's time for the water cooler nerd talk. Oh, the water cooler nerd talk. It's the water cooler nerd talk with a little bit of water inside a cooler. And we nerds. And we talk nerd talk. Ooh! See what I did right there?
That was really impressive.
That was a remix to the remix.
It's almost like we called this podcast
remix.
What we called it for a reason.
Exactly.
Almost like we know what we're doing. Almost.
Almost. We almost know what we're doing slightly. You know what I'm saying? Water Cooler Nerd Talk. What is this? Episode 10, right?
It is episode 10.
Hey, round of applause. Episode 10. We have no budget. Episode 10. We make our own applause. We made it. 10 episodes. Your boy Dre here. I'm your host alongside.
What's going on? It's Alden. And?
Very special guest.
First returning guest.
Yes. He loves the show so much, he had to return a second time. So, want to introduce? I can't even talk.
Introduce.
That's a word. Get some introduce. Well, returning to the show a second time, my brother, Jelani. What up, man?
Yo, what up?
Make sure you speak into the mic right there. You know, you've been here before in your first rodeo.
Yeah.
You know, get the mic. You know, do I got a system? Hold on a second. Hold on. This is a live show right here. Let me hold.
We're all going to adjust.
Let me adjust. Tell him to adjust the mic real quick.
We there good?
No. Dre's walking around.
We good? Right there?
There he goes. There you go.
Only we could do like a stream so you guys can see us.
That's perfect. Good. You have money for a stream?
Nah.
Do you have money for cameras and stuff?
I just watch them.
You got money for a stream? You got a budget? Anybody that has money for a stream, let us know.
One thing at a time. Exactly. One thing at a time.
I like the fact that this show is right off the cuff, though, with no flourishes, edits, no ifs, ands, or buts. We just do it.
There's no fancy sound effects.
Yeah, because we just worked.
Yeah. I've been up since 4.
Yeah. I'm not trying to do everything extra.
Exactly.
Jelani drove over here.
Yeah, I just woke up a few hours ago. So,
you know what I'm saying?
Well, two hours ago.
How you doing? How you living? How's everything?
Good.
Talk to us real quick.
Good. Everything's good. Was chilling with my dog.
Okay. And your dog, by the way, Alden, my brother's dog. If you're just now tuning in for the first time, Jelani is my brother. Like, we got the same mama and daddy.
Yes.
He has a dog, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this dog is a puppy. He's like, what, 9 months old?
No. He's like 15 months.
But no,
that's still a puppy.
Now.
That's still a
but
puppy.
But when he
though.
Was like 9 months.
You're doing that thing that new parents do.
Yeah.
He's 15 months.
15 months. Well, that's like a year and 5 months. Come on now, right? Why are you counting it like
is
that?
He's like one and a half. He's 18 months. Nah, his dog, like 8 months in, was already like 60 pounds.
Yeah.
And what kind of dog do you have?
He's a mix.
But isn't he like some kind of wolf?
Yeah,
thing
yeah. He's like a shepherd and an Irish wolfhound.
He's a dire wolf.
Yeah. Oh man, it's freaking awesome.
And his dog. It's funny because his dog looks like Sprocket from
yes,
the Fraggle Rocks.
Yes, he does. He really does.
Face and everything.
Somebody called him Sprocket over the last weekend. Somebody said Fraggle Rock, the dog from Fraggle Rock, and I was like,
he looks just like Sprocket.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, he does look like Sprocket. He really does.
I wish you could bring dogs to work.
I know. I wanted to so bring him
yeah,
here.
You can. Gigi Diaz, she'd be bringing her dog.
I know, I can't.
Annie.
But,
a lot of people bring their dogs to work.
My dog would take a dump in the studio.
I mean, my dog wouldn't. He would just, like, if I were to bring him in here right now, he would just keep walking around because it's new to him. So he'll just walk around. But once he sees us sitting down, he'll just lay down.
Yeah.
He's like, there's nothing to do.
I got a bulldog. Her favorite thing to do is sleep. She would just find somewhere to chill.
Yeah. That's easy.
That's like the whole thing. Like a dog's life is like not hard. You know what I mean? God. Like
so easy.
But his dog, huge already. Like
yeah, he's
probably
right
70
now,
pounds now.
Yeah. No, right now 75? He's pushing 80. He's last I weighed him was 77.6.
Good for him.
Yeah, good for him. Huh?
He's living the life.
He's living.
And you carry his ass if he has to go to the vet or something.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Dog. You're a good dog, Dad.
Here's a question, though. Here's a question. Since this is dog talk now.
Okay.
Water cooler dog talk.
Who are the best fictional dogs?
Ooh.
Is it Ace the Bat Hound? Crypto the Super Dog? Ghost from Game of Thrones?
Ooh. Ooh,
it could be any of them. Yeah.
Is it Air Bud?
Air Bud. You went there. Wow. They have like 8 movies.
Is Air Bud undefeated in the NBA?
I think so.
Did he ever lose in any of those movies?
He never lost. What about Clifford?
Clifford. And then they did a prequel, The Puppy Days.
Yeah, they did. Remember
you saw
that?
Him small.
Remember that?
When he was Astro. Little? Jetsons.
Yeah.
Ooh. But, you know, we didn't even name Scooby. Because everybody thinks of Scooby.
Oh, that's true.
Well, Scooby is the OG, though.
No, whose
full name is Canon Scoobert Dubert.
Are you serious?
That's not a joke. His name is Scoobert Dubert.
Scoobert?
And if you put two and two together, he is Shaggy's dog, like, who hangs out with the group.
Yeah, what's the origin of Scooby? Because we
Scooby
never really...
Scooby belongs to Shaggy.
Okay, because I thought he just...
And Shaggy brings his
Shaggy
dog to the hangouts.
Okay. He brought him to the
That
to the
means
mystery
that if his name
gang
is Scoober Duber, then Shaggy's name is Shaggy Dubert.
Hmm.
This is what I've
so,
deduced.
So what about Scrappy? Because that's Shaggy's cousin.
Is that Shaggy's other... Whose dog is Scrappy? Who owns Scrappy?
Nobody. He just kind of shows up.
He's definitely a stray, right?
Yeah, but he's his cousin.
Nephew.
Is his nephew?
Nephew.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So he's got to be, what's his last name?
Uncle Scoobs.
Yeah. And how come Scrappy is the only dog that can talk clearly?
Scooby, and he's little.
Scooby's speech is
it's like how Meowth talks.
Meowth. Yeah. I always wondered that about.
Did you ever watch that episode?
Yeah. I always wondered that.
Where he learns because he wants to impress that other Meowth.
Is that how it happened?
Yeah. I remember this as a kid, just being heartbroken. Mm-hmm. So. He was a stray Meowth, and he was just a normal Meowth. He couldn't speak English before. And he falls in love with, this other...
Another Meowth?
Yeah. But he's, he's, watching this, ballet class. And this Meowth belongs to some really rich, posh girl.
Oh, my God.
And so he, tries to impress her and learns to walk on his hind legs and, learns how to speak English. And then she just thinks he's a freak when he shows up with these new skills.
I always wondered that.
Oh, my
Don't
God.
Change yourself. Just to get some.
Exactly. Stay the same. Be who you are.
Exactly.
All right.
Because look where he landed.
Yeah.
With the.
He's a villain.
Yeah. The rocket.
You know all saying? The Pokemon could be best nerd pets.
Yeah,
really.
They could.
Those two. And then we also forgot about probably one of the richest pets, Richie Rich's dog, Dollar.
Oh yeah.
He forgot
that's
about
true.
Dollar. He got. He living.
Yeah.
He's
that's true. He's got. He's got mad cash.
What about Snoopy?
Oh,
Snoopy's
probably the most laid back.
Yeah, I was about to say he chills. He just be chilling.
He's probably high.
Yeah. What about Brian from Family Guy?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Brian's the most controversial dog.
Brian who smokes cigarettes and has a human girlfriend.
He has a car.
He drives.
He goes to bars.
Prius.
Yeah. Oh yeah. He has a hybrid.
It's Prius.
I was watching that last night. I was
so great.
Stupid. I watch reruns and I'm
yo, Stewie is forever 2 years old or whatever. He's never going to
never. That's The Simpsons.
Maggie and, you know what I mean? She don't grow.
No, never.
Oh, and we also forgot about Pork Chop.
Oh, man.
Spunky.
Pork Chop.
And Rocko's Modern Life as well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I feel when you have shows where everybody's an animal, it kind of muddies with the, universe implications.
Yeah.
It's kind of effed up. I think about that a lot with why does Goofy have sentience but Pluto doesn't? is Pluto a second class citizen?
Yeah. Right?
How come Pluto doesn't have his own peoples?
He doesn't speak English like Goofy does.
And then Goofy... No.
He walks on all fours. He wears a collar.
Yeah. Goofy has a family. He has a son.
Goofy's over here, got a job. He pays taxes.
Yeah. Max is his son and he's his neighbor Pete.
Yeah, he's got a dead wife, I'm pretty sure. Not to make it dark, but you ever see Goofy's?
Yo, the Goofy graphic novel would be lit.
Yeah, they have a lot to answer for.
No,
do you #hashtag remember, Pluto rights.
Right,
Pluto rights. Do you remember going to book fairs when you were a kid and seeing those Bone graphic novels?
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah. Bone.
Bone.
You can buy
that?
All that in one now.
You can buy, Bone, man. Bone is serious.
Bone Omnibus.
Yeah,
those are
that's good stuff.
Serious stuff. Man. Dark Horse Comics, I think. I think
is
that
it
was Dark Horse?
I just remember seeing that all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Bone. I was like, damn.
In my Wizard magazines, they would have the
as
I think last time you were on, we talked about Wizard briefly with like the fan castings.
I love
stuff.
Wizard. Yeah.
Wizard needs, like, casting Wizard needs to come back.
It does. It really does.
Nowadays, it's old enough that people would be into it for sure.
Yeah,
I think it would be more like a digital thing now.
Yeah.
I would still pick up the magazine.
Oh yeah.
I just remember those.
They sell those, like, when you go to, like, Comic Cons and, like, you know how people have, like, their personal...
The vintage Wizards.
Yeah,
and stuff.
They have, like, vintage
Wizards.
Well,
you know, I still have all my
I know,
my
you have
Wizards.
A ton of them.
And a lot of that came true. I mean, like, a good amount of it. Like, you back in the day, when Wizard was still newish, before there were X-Men movies, people would say, like, Star Trek fans would say, oh, wouldn't it be cool
if
Patrick Stewart played Xavier?
Yeah. Like, I have one when they were working on Spider-Man, the first one.
Yeah,
with the Tobey Maguire joint.
Mm-hmm.
It was like a 98 issue, and they're like, "Yo, what? This is what we have."
Yeah.
Tobey Maguire, and they were showing
they put
like
Tobey,
because you know they was working on Spider-Man, it was like 3 years in the making.
Yeah, because they bought because they had bought the rights to that Marvel when they sold all that stuff. Because
it was like a 97,
you know that,
98
like,
issue.
A sad fact for Sony, they had the legal option to buy all of it, and they said, no, we just want Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
You know whoever made that decision is killing themselves right now.
Yeah.
Of course.
Whoever was like, I don't need those characters. No. I'll just take Spider-Man. Because James Cameron was trying to make Spider-Man for a while.
Really?
Yeah, and there was like, I think there were early 90s, I'm pretty sure there was a rumor that Leonardo DiCaprio would have been Spider-Man during
that
time.
Yeah, really? They wanted, because you know Leonardo was hot. Yeah.
I mean,
DiCaprio passed on being Anakin.
Really?
DiCaprio was offered the prequels.
I'm not gonna hate on it, but that probably would have worked a little bit.
I mean, your boy Hayden Christensen. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I think he would have played him for all three.
Yeah.
This is before they decided to do kid and then young man.
I think
they wanted like one age.
Oh, just to go.
Yeah, like a 13-year-old, 14, like a preteen, not a little.
Growing up on it. Yeah.
Because going from, you know.
He was like nine.
Going from
eight.
Nine to then 19 was a lot. Yeah, but anyway.
It was strenuous.
So we're over 10 minutes in and we got into an awesome discussion about pets. I'm feeling it.
Water cooler pet talk. This is amazing. Yeah.
Fictional pets, but some other stuff happens.
Yeah, just to segue into what you're saying about James Cameron.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we had Jelani on before. I remember how he expressed his love for Avatar.
Right.
And we were bagging him, giving him a hard time. And now James Cameron, apparently, you know, he's directing Terminator.
He's directing
he's
or producing?
Producing.
Okay, I was like, he's
producing. But he's back involved.
He's back.
Which is their
which is amazing.
So now,
you never see producer returns in a trailer.
Man,
like
when I saw that, I was like,
what?
Yes.
So now that kind of like puts, you know, he's kind of like, you know, working on that. So now Avatar is in the back burner a little bit now. So
yeah, and they had announced that. I saw IGN had announced a few weeks ago that Avatar was going to be put on the shelf, or not shelf, but like postponed. I was like, dang.
Well, Jelani, I'm sorry, but Avatar's not going to be done until probably like 2040. So you're just going to, I mean, he's the only person I know that like Avatar
is awesome.
But let's give him a second to breathe. So like, I'll preface this by saying this. Avatar is a filmmaking achievement.
It is.
Visually.
Yeah. It is a technical
and
filmmaking in the worksmanship. It is a super achievement.
Right. Mm-hmm.
There are cool moments in it. There are cool actors in it. I like Zoe Saldana. I like Stephen Lang.
Mm-hmm.
There are lots of good things in it. But here's the problem. And I will do a little story and then I'll pass it over to Jelani. They have the Avatar land in Animal Kingdom.
Right.
There was a report from inside the Disney Imagineering camp where one Imagineer spoke up against everybody when they were planning that and said, I don't think we should waste our time with this. And the room kind of looked at him like, what, are you crazy? Why wouldn't we do this? And he said, name three characters from Avatar. That was his big point. And it's been 10 years.
That is true.
And I'm sitting here, Jake Sully. Neytiri, and I can't do it. I can't name a third one.
Is it Sigourney Weaver's character?
Exactly.
The other nerd.
Michelle Rodriguez. All I can do is name people that were in it.
Like, you can name their real government names.
I can name their actor names. And I think that's the thing, is that it had all the tools, but the story didn't come together for me. Mm-hmm. So now we're going to give it to Jelani, and he's going to make the legal case before our listeners and God and tell us why,
he loves the Avatar God.
You are the God of Avatar.
Man, I just, from the first moment I saw it, it was amazing. You know, like, went to the movie theater. I knew it was going to be awesome, but I didn't think it was going to be that awesome.
Again, a decade ago.
A decade ago. I was 21.
Flabbergasted.
I'll put my age out there. I was like 21, and I was like, man, this is going to be dope. You know?
I just thought, you know? It was so, like Fern Gully.
Yeah. So basically, long story, we'll make it short because, you know, we're going in there on the time. You know, I'm sitting there watching the movie, and I'm like, okay, this is cool. They go to another planet. It's in the future. They're like way in the future. Cool. And then they're on this planet with different humanoids. And I was kind of confused on that at first. But then once they brought it all together and they started like using the Avatar thing, you know, I was like, okay, this is cool. And then but the thing was, you got such a good connection with the people, the Navi, and the people who are trying to help them.
Yeah,
the Jake Sully, the scientists, all of them.
I love that. That's the only way you can say his name.
Jake Sully will go first.
Jake
Sully.
It's not Sully.
Jake Sully will go first.
What is it? Aduk Aruk. What does he say? Means I will fly with you. What is that fool's name? The guy that didn't like him. He was hating on him.
Yeah.
I don't even know his name.
He was a slightly beefier.
Yeah, yeah. Person. He was the jerk.
My brother.
Yeah.
I don't even know his name.
He was
name.
The next in line.
Yeah.
But so
did
yes.
they become friends? I don't even know.
Yeah, they became cool.
That's why he said, what does he say, Jelani? You know it. Say it. You know it. I don't know it.
Toruk Mokto.
Yeah, Toruk Mokto.
Wow, he really knew.
I will fly with you.
That's like when people bust out like Elvish from Lord of the Rings and stuff.
That's serious. Yeah, I've heard people talk
about
Cleon
or something.
Yeah. So, yeah.
So that guy and Jake becoming cool is kind of like in Tarzan when Kerchak finally respects Tarzan.
Exactly. Exactly. So, yeah, you know, whenever they show the whole connection of Jake Sully learning their culture and him realizing, like, man, this is, like, totally backwards. Like, whenever he realized, like, I have everything totally backwards. I'm here for the wrong reasons. Like, I need to be helping these people.
It's not about the unobtainium.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not about that. It's not like, about more environmental, destroying everything. You know, so for me, I thought it was, I think it's a good message for people. But people just want to criticize the movie itself. But if you really look at the...
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Story. It's a good message for
it people. Is, yeah. I like the themes, like Pocahontas and stuff. Mm-hmm.
It's like Fern Gully.
Yeah.
Pocahontas.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So, yeah. But, like that I agree with. It's just for me, it's always been like, is it too long? Like,
it is
like
long.
I don't know what it is about it. Where
when I watch it, I don't feel like it's too long.
Yeah, I need to rewatch Avatar.
I feel like it's really not. It's not
maybe
too
I
long.
I need to give Avatar another chance.
Yeah, you need to watch it again, bro.
Well, Jelani loves anytime
you,
chance
you
want to
come
get,
through. You can come through. We can watch it.
See,
he's like, I am always. It's always in the Blu-ray.
I have it.
It's always
watch
in the Blu-ray
it,
player.
You know?
Is in my Xbox.
Now we are gonna get 4 sequels. We know
that's what they said.
Avatars
yeah.
2, 3, 4, and 5.
Yeah.
5 will probably happen when my grandkids graduate.
Probably,
you know?
More likely.
It'll be James Cameron hooked up to a machine. Like
more than likely.
He transferred his consciousness.
For real, he's going to have everything written out. Like, this is the way I want to do it. Like, you know.
Now, here's the thing. Somebody on Reddit Movies, I wish I could credit them, but they really came down to the... Mm-hmm. I'm not as much of a... I'm not a football person, but do you guys watch football?
Yeah.
You guys
yeah.
are into it?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So this will work for you. And even if you're not, you know who this player is, of course. Biggest player in the world. people have always said James Cameron is the Tom Brady of filmmaking because they say that he has no right to always pull it off, even as he gets older.
Yo, he's amazing.
And every time he's backed into a corner, people are like, oh, this is it for Jim. This is it for James Cameron. He's done. And he still pulls it out.
What movie was it I texted you the other day?
Oh, James Cameron surprisingly directed Rambo 2.
No, he wrote it.
He wrote it.
I'm watching the movie, and I'm just going through the credits because I'm a nerd, so I like to go through credits and stuff. So I'm going through the credits and everything, and then his name pops up, written by James Cameron. Yeah, I was like, crazy. Rambo.
I
mean, like,
I was watching a Collider Mailbag the other day, and you know, it was the host John Rocha, and he had Drew McQueenie on, who's a great film critic, and they were talking about this. And Drew said, even if you didn't like Avatar, he goes, remember that the two of the greatest twos ever made, Aliens and Terminator. And T2 Judgment
Day. T2,
were made by the same guy.
Yeah.
He's like, and it was this man. He goes, if you bet against James Cameron in Vegas, you'll lose.
Yes.
He's like, because The Abyss was supposed to tank his career.
Oh, The Abyss.
Oh, The Abyss.
Everybody said, this movie, the production was hell. Jim Cameron, he's done. Oh, how are you going to make a sequel to Alien? Then he does it. How are you going to make, you're going to follow Terminator, make it
boom,
an action movie?
Does
boom,
it.
He does it. The Titanic production was hell. They went way over budget, delays, problems
delivered,
on set.
Right?
Delivers. Like, and he cannot be stopped.
He can't. Because he knows, man. That's why. Okay, yeah. Avatar 2 may be pushed on the back burner, but when this sequel comes out, best believe, all these haters are going to gonna be jumping on the bandwagon.
Well, They're gonna jump on it. I'm gonna go. I'm already gonna be there. I already bought my ticket. I don't even know when it's on sale. Want Avatar 2 to be like his third amazing second movie.
Because it's like Alien.
His symphony.
Yeah. T2. This is gonna be like his.
He's the master of the two.
Final
man.
Opus.
Yo, I'm not gonna lie. Every time Aliens is on, I watch it.
Aliens is so good.
It's game over, man. I mean, Aliens every great single too, time it's on, I watch it.
It's fantastic.
Game over, man.
And he's going to be like, I mean, we don't really know because so much has happened, so many delays. But the last time we talked about it, he was talking about shooting with underwater rigs, getting real water footage.
Oh, yeah, because the second one supposedly was supposed to take place with the Na'vi by the water.
Yeah.
So they were going to have the water tribes.
Like another tribe.
Yeah, it was gonna be the water.
60
tribes.
Frames per second. Let's have Dre ask a couple more questions while I look up what the Avatar titles were supposed to be, because there was that title.
Because one is
going to
be on
back.
The moon or something, and I think Jake Sully is still supposed to be in the movie, so obviously, because he's a Na'vi now.
The same actor is going to be in it. You know what I mean? Or maybe he'll just voice that character.
That, but I think he's going to be in the movies. Huh. So, yeah.
So, like, water-based and, like,
yeah, it's going to be, like, on the coast. Because it did show all the tribes in the first movie. It showed the horse ones, the water ones, the tree people.
The budget was crazy, I know, for Avatar. The second one just came out.
Yeah, I know, right?
For the first one.
Sure, but we know that right now Endgame is like 74 point something million away from knocking it out.
So, I'm sorry, Johnny.
No, okay.
Here they were. It was that it would be Avatar: The Way of Water would be the second one. And then we had Avatar: The Seed Bearer. Then Avatar: The Quest for Awa.
I've heard that.
And there was another one.
So are they gonna procreate like as Jake Sully and, you know,
I wouldn't doubt it if they had something
have
like
little baby avatars.
Baby.
Avatar or the Tulkun Rider.
Tulkun.
That was the other one.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Tulkun. Say it one more time, Jalai.
Tulkun, I don't know.
No, say the owl fly.
Tarakmaktu.
Tarakmaktu. It kind of reminds me of, you know, the day the Earth stood still.
Yeah,
that movie was good. Well, I mean, the old one was good.
That was the best one.
Yeah. Not the Keanu one. That was during the Keanu slump.
Yeah.
But he's back.
Yeah, he's back now. Yeah, he's back hard.
John Wick 4 already been confirmed.
2021?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. May 2021.
You know Keanu said he took like 3 months to get right, like back into the system.
Right.
Like for working out and getting.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Only took about 3 months.
Man. He's a beast.
Yeah. Beast. Okay, so here's the thing. I'm sorry, we get off topic on this show.
No, it's cool.
Who would you have? John Wick.
Okay.
Equalizer. Okay. Robert McCall.
Okay.
There's somebody else, another badass.
What, Daredevil?
I'm trying to think. There was somebody else.
I mean, earlier this week on the, last week on the show that I worked
Daredevil,
on here.
The Punisher. Sorry, guys.
Our host said, you know, in light of the Rambo trailer, John Wick versus John Rambo.
Oh, John Wick all day.
I think Wick takes him out.
All day.
You think so?
Yes.
Yeah, because Rambo is tough as hell.
He's destructive.
But he's also a soldier.
Yeah, and here's the thing.
Whereas Wick's an assassin.
Yeah, but which Rambo are we talking about? Are we talking about Rambo 1? Rambo 2, First Blood? Which Rambo are we talking about here? You know what I mean? Like Rambo 4?
Rambo 4, the one that's just called Rambo, is one of the hardest.
When he goes to like Vietcom, or
where he's shooting people with like 50 cal.
He's basically chopping people in half with bullets.
Yes.
Yeah.
Bodies shredding.
Yeah.
But the problem is that if it's older Rambo, he's probably, again, using a heavy weapon, staying in one place. John comes out of the shadows or something, you know? Like he's still got it.
Exactly. Like, I think John and Robert McCall or the Equalizer would be a good match.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Or John Wick versus Ethan Hunt.
Ooh.
Or John Wick versus Jason Bourne.
Oh.
Ooh. That's a good one.
Or John Wick versus Bruce Wayne.
Oh, Bruce Wayne. I'm sorry, guys. Sorry, Bruce Wayne wins.
The only thing that might save John is that John's willing to kill him.
Yeah, exactly.
And Bruce won't kill
Bruce
John.
Won't kill
him. Yeah.
But I don't know, man. Bruce Wayne, Batman,
he's
brutal.
Bruce beats John Wick, locks him up in Arkham, and then John kills everybody in Arkham. Yeah,
and escapes.
And escapes.
John Wick, is John Wick in Arkham?
I need guns.
That would be
That's
cool.
a movie right
Lots
there.
Lots of guns. Cool.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Assault
and
on
speaking
Arkham.
Speaking of Keanu,
John
you know,
Wick.
Bill and Ted, they working on that one, the third one.
Are you
one.
Serious?
Yeah. Bill and Ted 3. Bill and Ted Face the Music.
That's awesome.
That's what it's going to be called.
Yeah.
That's like the best news I've heard all week.
Yep. Yep.
That's great.
So crates.
So crates.
Yo.
God. Yeah.
I watched that movie in history class.
That movie
Break
is so good.
Break out your Wild Stallion
wild
shirts, man.
Yes. That is so cool. When is that going to come out?
I think also 2021.
2021.
So like the premise for that one is Bill and Ted are now just the age that they are. They're now in their 50s.
The kids or what is it?
They have kids. They have daughters, I guess. And they were told to write the song that would save the universe, but they never did. So now they're in their 50s and they have to get it done. The song
so
is
cool.
due.
It's like, what are they doing
the song
this whole
is
time?
Due.
Traveling.
Their homework
time
is due.
Traveling. Yeah.
That's awesome. That's a good. That is a good plot.
Yeah. I feel like it'll be pretty cool.
Yeah, that's good.
But aside from that, we had a couple things that we were going to hit.
Oh, yeah,
we got
off topic.
Yeah, which is fine.
Yeah, it's fine. It's what we do here. It's unscripted. Yeah. You know, this is what we do. Water cooler nerd talk. We digress. Yeah.
Off topic.
Yeah, I was going to watch, actually, the Swamp Thing trailer. I know it just came out on the DC.
But now it's out, yeah.
Universe app.
And you haven't watched any of it yet.
No, I'm going to.
Yeah, neither have I.
I'm going to.
It looks cool.
More likely this week.
But you haven't seen any footage.
Right? I haven't seen any footage.
Oh, man, it looks
so you play
amazing.
That and then talk over it. That way we don't get sued by DC. But
right. Okay, let's see what we got here.
So does anybody have this service?
I downloaded it. I downloaded it on my Roku.
Oh, dang.
What happened? It froze.
There
YouTube,
we go.
They know. They know.
No, I turned the phone and it stopped. Okay, here we go. This girl
you got to put it in landscape mode.
Well, I did, and then it went to your the text message. Is this girl Swamp Thing?
Mm-hmm.
Atlanta called. There's a situation back in the States.
Well, James Wan producing?
Yeah. Okay.
That's cool. You're kidding. How long has the
been? We got some good people involved.
A while.
Okay.
Uh-oh. You never come back to a town that you used to live in.
Never.
What's going on?
That's why.
That's why shit always goes bad for people.
There's something in the bayou.
My name is Dr. Abby Arcane.
She's a plant doctor.
Oh, that's Abby Arcane?
Oh, from Dr. Arcane. Yeah, the
Abby Arcane is dope. I wish they gave her the hair, though.
Right.
But that's fine.
But her dad was
cool.
the
Yeah, Anton Arcane, I think his name is. Yeah.
Al Cullen was investigating illegal dumping on the swamp.
Hello? All right, illegal dumping. Got a plant message in there. All right.
Yeah. For a little bit, it was a little confusing.
Yeah, all these guys are evil for sure.
Yeah,
that's why I was like, okay, look.
Yeah, they all look like creeps.
Yeah, they're all a-holes.
Oh,
dang.
Ooh.
Mondeuse.
Let me.
Oh, I can't wait. Give me a glory shot of the creature.
I need to see Swamp Thing.
Ooh. Oh no. No, go back to hell.
Right? Ooh.
Oh,
dang.
Oh. It's coming.
There he is.
Oh.
There is. There's a Swamp Thing, man.
We're gonna get.
Ooh,
oh, that's cool. Oh. Here we go.
Give it to me.
Trailer montage.
Give me the swamp. Give me the thing. Okay, here we go. Show me Swamp Thing.
There he goes.
Nice.
That was it. Nice.
That looks really good. And it's already out.
Yeah, obviously. It's already out.
Yeah, it came out a few days ago.
And kids, just so you know, Swamp Thing, the first, before the movie came out, it was a series, of course, back in like mm-hmm. the early 90s or late 80s, something like that. But when they dropped the movie, the first movie, it was like scary and like dark and like a horror
That's
film.
That's why they're probably doing it like
You know
that.
What I mean? It was like
people
that.
Like you remember.
Yeah, and then Return of Swamp Thing was like a dumbed down version, much lighter.
It was a B movie.
Yeah.
It was a straight B movie.
Just a B movie with sci-fi.
And
you know
then
what I mean?
The 2011 when DC did the reboot and they did New 52.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There was a Swamp Thing series in there by Scott Snyder, and that is some of the best stuff you will read from DC. That stuff is so good.
Well, a lot of those New 52s
were
good.
New 52s, yeah. But that Swamp Thing issue was dope.
Yeah, the Swamp Thing, I forget how many issues the series was, but it was they had two series going, Swamp Thing and Animal Man, and you didn't need to read both, but if you did, you got like an interlocking story, and Swamp Thing, they basically broke down Earth into the red and the green, everything like us with blood and everything, all the plant life,
yeah,
and how both sides needed champions because if one ever goes out of balance, like the Force or something,
yeah,
that the rot would take over, and the rot is like the dark side,
so
and
cool.
Yeah, and they made it so mythical. Swamp Thing had like wings and like antlers
Word.
And shit. Like, it was really
I've seen
cool.
pictures of that, yeah.
Yeah.
Yo, but
I've seen the antler thing before. Yeah.
You know me, not much of a DC guy, but I think
I've
check
always
this
liked
out.
Swamp Thing though.
I've always thought Swamp
cool.
Thing was cool.
Yeah,
I like, you know, like the way his like face looks. Like it's cool.
Yeah, it's a cool design.
I think I'll definitely check this out. And and seeing the trailer, it looks dark. Like it's how it's supposed
they
to
went,
be.
They went there.
Because
it's swampy. You don't want
it's not
it's
supposed
dark,
to be light.
You know,
it's right.
a swamp. It's
scary.
Nasty. It's nasty. You don't want to go to the swamp.
You in the bayou.
Yeah. It should be violent. It should be grim and stuff. So that's
grim.
Exciting. We're going to have to check that out. You'll watch some.
Yeah.
And,
no, yeah, I'm going
to
watch.
We'll have you on again to talk about it.
We'll have you on again, unfortunately.
Yeah, unfortunately.
we're going to have to. We are obligated now to have him on until Avatar 2 comes out. If Avatar 2 doesn't deliver, you're done.
You're done
on the show.
So he's going to be on for a while then, I mean, if that's the case.
Yeah, the next 20 years of the
next
show.
Next 20 right? years, right?
Well, there it is. Water Cooler Nerd Talk.
Next 30 years. 30 episodes.
Episode 10 in the can. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Jelani, thank you so much for sliding.
Thank you guys for having me.
Hanging out and talking
trash
with us on this low-budget show that
low,
we like
low,
to call
no
the podcast.
Budget.
You know what I'm saying? And real quick, let everybody know where they can find you at on the socials.
Okay, yeah. On Instagram, you find me on JDM Kai. K-A-I.
How come I know your IG and you don't?
Because you're my
you're
brother.
You're an influencer.
You're my influencer.
No, you're right. You're right.
You're
my
an
brother.
Artist.
No, you're an artist.
Yes, yes.
Yes.
So be sure to follow my brother from the same mama.
Yes.
At JDM Kai, K-A-I. Mm-hmm. And Alden.
You can find me on Instagram at @A.D.Strider, on Twitter at @AD_Strider, talking Star Wars and being depressed, being a sad boy.
Yeah, I want to
sad
I wanna
boy.
Listen. I got to listen to that.
Yeah, be sure to check out his podcast,
Octo. Octo Radio, named for the planet where the Jedi were founded.
Exactly.
Yes.
That is, you know, I love Star Wars.
Jedi Knights. Yeah, we had a conversation about Star Wars.
As soon as Star Wars news drops, we're going to have you on, and we'll do a Star Wars episode of this show,
please.
Too. It's coming.
I love it.
If it doesn't happen in the next couple of weeks, San Diego Comic Con, we might see.
Are you going? Are you going out there?
No.
That's like a dream of ours.
No.
I don't got money for that.
you can always go.
But there's a lot of stuff.
Around. There's stuff going on.
Yeah, that's true.
Like five, six blocks from it.
You know what I mean? And who knows? You could probably land tickets when you're there.
We can make it a thing. We have to go one time. Yo, Water Cooler Nerd Talk. We at San Diego.
But there's always those different ones. BlizzCon and
Speaking of cons, SuperCon's right around the corner.
Dragon Con.
July,
SuperCon's coming up. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But you can check me on the socials at LogicMC, you know what I mean, on the Twitter, and then also on the IG at It's Orion Pax, ItsOrionPax. And be sure to check out that Ethereum EP. It's on all platforms, Spotify, Apple Music, iHeartRadio, you know what I mean, iTunes, and this podcast as well.
That's right.
It's on iHeartRadio and, of course, on the Anchor app.
On Anchor, Spotify. You should
do some intros with that music,
Stitcher,
whenever it comes on.
Everything,
We working on that.
You know, just play a little bit of that when you come on.
We working on that.
We're going to do an episode that's really just the entire EP.
Yeah, man, you should, dude.
Just like the entire Ethereum. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Dope. But there it is, guys. Water Cooler Nerd Talk. Thank you so much. And if you have any, you know, comments on what we spoke about Avatar, if you feel as strongly as my brother does, please comment below and just
let us know. I'm alone.
All right, y'all.
All right.
That's it. We'll talk to y'all later. Peace.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.